This is Space Kate at the International Astronautical Congress in Toronto, and I'm with Satoki Kurukawa from JAXA, the Japanese Space Agency. Now, we know there's a lot of excitement at the moment about Rosetta reaching a comet, but JAXA are actually chasing asteroids. Do you want to tell us a bit about this?
Okay. So actually, we aim at asteroids. And one of the examples is in Hayabusa, and it was launched 2003 and came back to the Earth in 2010. And Hayabusa was a very ambitious and successful project. So it's the first satellite that brought back samples from an asteroid.
So you actually managed to launch, find an astronaut. You managed to launch, find an asteroid, get up close and take a sample of it and bring it back.
Right.
What have you done with those samples?
Yeah, exactly. And the samples from the asteroids are very, very important because, you know, it's the... For example, it's very important to find answers to the mysteries behind the birth of the solar system. So planets like the Earth, and as you may know, have dramatically changed since their birth because of weathering by the atmosphere and water, as well as of crustal deformation. See, and but asteroids preserve the state at the era of their birth and serve as time capsules containing the messages from the past.
And have there been any results from the first sample?
Yeah, exactly. And we have got many findings from the samples and by the Hayabusa, the first Hayabusa. But when I talk about the Hayabusa 2, that will be launched November 30th this year, and Hayabusa 2 will explore, different from Hayabusa 1, C-type asteroid, ABCC. And the C-type asteroid is believed to contain organic matter and water. So Hayabusa 2 will give us answers to the mysteries of the how solar system was born and formed and how life was created and evolved.
And with Hayabusa 2, are you also planning to bring a sample back to Earth?
Right. So Hayabusa 2 will also bring some samples from an asteroid. They will give us many interesting findings, not only for Japanese people, but also for the people in the world.
And actually bringing a sample back from space, that's not easy. How do you go about doing that?
Actually, it's not easy at all. For example, Hayabusa 1, the distance from the Earth to Hayabusa, the planet that Hayabusa aimed at, named Itokawa. Itokawa is a Japanese rocket scientist. And the distance was 300 million kilometers. See, so it's very, very far away. And then what made the Hayabusa a great success, brought Hayabusa a great success, was the Japanese world-leading technologies. And one of them is the ion engine. Ion engine. It's a state-of-the-art technologies, you see. And also the automatic, an approaching system, you see. And, there is a long distance from the Earth and the probe, as well as a satellite. So satellite needs to automatically detect the target and the direction. So automatic, process is very important. So this state-of-the-art Japanese technology brought Hayabusa to a great success.
So going back to bring the sample back to Earth, what does it come back on? Do you have a special landing craft?
Exactly, that's a good question. Hayabusa hit a small ball against the surface of the asteroid and to obtain flying pieces of its materials as samples and store it in a small capsule and, send the capsule to the Earth. So that's why we can get the samples from an asteroid.
And how do you know where that capsule is going to land?
Actually, we can monitor. Also, we use a GPS to navigate the capsule. And actually, the capsule was sent back to the ground of Australia. And also, Hayabusa 2, and we will get the sample on the ground of Australia.
So, Hayabusa 2 is launching on November 30th this year?
November 30th.
So, how long does it take for the craft to get to the asteroid and then find its samples and then get back to Earth?
We will take 2 years to arrive at the asteroid, and we schedule that Hayabusa 2 will be back to Earth in 2020. And in 2020, we also have the Tokyo Olympic, so that's a big year for Japanese people.
That's really exciting, actually. And what about asteroids? How do you know which asteroid you want to pick to sample?
Okay, so actually, there are many, many asteroids between the Earth and Mars. And then the first asteroid is an S-type asteroid, and it was a little bit easier to access. But the second asteroid we are aiming at in November is a C-type, because the C-type and S-type is different. And as I said, C-type is believed to contain organic matters and water.
And does the craft land on the asteroid?
Right. And, you know, there are differences between Hayabusa 1 and Hayabusa 2 in terms of the approaching to the an asteroid and the how to collect samples. So on Hayabusa 2, we'll touch down the asteroid and collect samples from the asteroid surface. And then an impactor and will create an artificial crater and will collect samples from the crater. So this makes us to obtain the subsurface of asteroid. That's the difference from Hayabusa 1.
So the Rosetta mission obviously has taken a long, long time to reach the comet, and it's orbited the comet, and they've chosen their landing site, and they hope to be able to land on it. How do you choose where to land? Do you do similar things? So you orbit and look at the asteroid, or have you managed to work out what the asteroid looks like before you send the craft up there?
Actually, you know, there are many, many an asteroid explorer, and then actually there are, you know, differences between the Rosetta European missions and the NASA mission and the Japanese mission. And then for Japanese mission, Hayabusa 1 is the world first asteroid explorer. So I think, me personally, we have some more advantages about the asteroid exploration. And using the past experience, we will try to get the samples from a different asteroid, different type of asteroids, and, you know, tell the public in the world about what we found. Because, you know, scientific findings should not be kept secret to one country. But I believe that the findings should be open to the public to inspire the world and inspire the next generation and inspire the next exploration. So that's our job.
And can scientists around the world, so NASA has all the moon rock, and I've seen a big vault that they have in Houston with all the moon rock, but you can apply as a researcher to have a very small sample of moon rock to do some research on. Are researchers around the world able to do some tests and analysis on the piece that you've brought back? And actually, how much do you bring back?
Actually, the volume is very, you know, small, very small. It's easy bringing back a huge amount of, you know, rocks and, you know, dust, and it's very difficult technically. So the amount is very small. But as you may know, Hayabusa 2 is an international mission. So we bring the lander developed by French and German aerospace institutes, so they can obtain some data. And also, we will open our data, what we found, to the public through internet or through aerospace conference, whatever, so that people can share the findings. The finding is not only for Japan, but also for the world. That's what we believe.